This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Everybody, Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. We're at here we are, the final day of the deer firearm season, and wow, it's all over for those of you who are gun hunters. Today, the deer are out right now. There are three of them that are about 60 yards from here, on the adjoining property next to the WCBM studio. They were walking along the fence feeding this morning, and when I parked, I was about 15 yards from them when I stopped. There's another three or four over on Old Court Road in somebody's yard, and they're up and about. So if you're on your way to your deer hunt this morning or your waterfowl hunt, and you'd like to call us, we'd love to hear from you. Just kind of chat, see what's going on, how your season was, and that type of thing. Do we have any Facebook fans that are listening? If so, hopefully you'll understand and you'll know what's going on this morning. I would like to take a call from somebody who follows us on Facebook, who reads the relatively few posts, but would be able to come up and tell us what we're doing this morning in the first hour. If you can tell us what we're doing this morning, we will enter you into that event and give you a shot at winning. How's that for mystery? So what that means is, if you go on The Outdoors and Radio Show on Facebook, we posted something earlier on that's going on today, something that we're doing, something that we're giving away. And I'm not going to tell you what it is right now, but if you're a Facebook fan, you'll know if you follow the show, okay? And if you know and you're a Facebook fan, you call in, you'll get the first shot at winning what we're giving away. How's that sound? Wow. And I also have 12 tickets for the show in Harrisburg, and I'll tell you how to win one of those here a little later on as soon as I figure it out. Because I haven't thought about it much. I just got them the other day and have had many conversations with the advertising people from the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg. So, if you'd like to call us, our phone number here is 410-922-6680. That is 410-WCBM-680. That's our call letters, and 680 is our location on your AM dial. So that's the number, 410-WCBM-680. 1-800-WCBM-680 is also a good number, and there's our first caller of the day. We'll see if that person's a Facebooker or not. Moving right along, I don't know if you've heard this kind of strange case out of Ohio, but a hunter by the name of Larry Bradley, 45 years old, he was a Iraq War and Desert Storm veteran. He was shot and killed on December 2nd, the first day of the deer hunting season, in the rural community of Galia County. Investigators say Bradley tried to call his wife, Denise, at 8:23 in the morning, moments after he was shot. His wife, who was still sleeping when she received the call, said she heard her husband struggling for 5 minutes and thought he was having a heart attack. He was asking her for help. The article in the Daily Mail indicates the local sheriff's deputies weren't sure who killed Bradley when they found his body 18 feet above the ground in the tree stand. County Sheriff Joe Browning also confirmed the fatal gunshot that forever changed the lives of Denise and the couple's young children wasn't fired from Bradley's gun. Here's a man sitting in his tree stand, innocently deer hunting, and someone shoots him through the rib cage 18 feet off the ground. Well, The question that's asked is, if you accidentally killed somebody, would you tell anyone? That's the mystery that's revealing itself now in Galea County after an anonymous note surfaced around Christmas indicated that the author shot and killed a man who was on a hunting party. And that's the story that I just told you. Deputies didn't have many leads in the case until around Christmas time when the mysterious letter showed up at the sheriff's office. While they haven't released the full details of the letter, authorities say there are enough details listed to make them think it's authentic. The confession reads in part, "I'm so sorry for the hurt and pain that I caused on that day. Can you please tell the family that I am so sorry?" Sheriff Browning says they were having a hard time with this themselves. The sheriff decided to release only a portion of the letter to protect potential evidence, but hopes the killer will come forward because it is the right thing to do. Denise Bradley agrees. She said a letter's not going to cut it. That's just not going to help. She says, well, God will forgive them for killing her husband. It won't happen unless the person who did it takes responsibility. That's from WCPO in Cincinnati and from the Daily Mail. What are your thoughts on that? Here's this family man in his tree stand, 18 feet up in the air, gets shot through the rib cage with a rifle. The killer then sends a letter to the sheriff's department confessing. I don't know. Ken Woodbury, what's going on, Ken?
Now, I'll get you laughing this morning.
Oh, please do.
I'm going to get you laughing this morning. What do you think about the guy claiming he shot Bigfoot again?
Oh, I saw that.
What do you think?
I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to tell you. I don't know.
He said the thing weighs 700 pounds and it's 8 foot tall. He's taking the carcass on tour.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he's the same one that had a rubber when frozen in a block of ice before and said he had a real thing.
I know. Same guy.
Well, I'm looking at it this way. Here's what I'm going to say. I don't think he's telling the truth. All right. First, he's saying he nailed a rack of ribs to a tree and the thing was eating a rack of ribs.
Now, Walmart. You got to add the ribs were from Walmart, and you got to add that he soaked them in his own barbecue sauce.
Yeah, he had to throw Walmart in there. Maybe he's going to make some money off of Walmart.
There you go. Yeah.
What I was thinking, you know, now, if Bigfoot's real, don't you think you'd probably eat, like, nuts and berries and all? First off, he'd probably be eating, like, vegetation, nuts and berries and stuff like that. I really can't see him going to a tree and eating a rack of ribs off a tree.
Well, I don't know, because, you know,
and then second off,
do you watch Animal Planet? Do you watch the Bigfoot show on Animal Planet? They seem to think that Bigfoot is a predator, and you know, if there's deer in the area, they seem to think that that's great because, you know, Bigfoot eat deer.
Well, I didn't get to watch the National Geographic special, but they were trying to say it was a black bear mated with a brown bear or whatever. They were trying to say that because of the DNA, then they're saying it could be really a Bigfoot, but
yeah,
not buying it too. Plus, Alan, you know, when they're telling a story, they don't look you in the eye.
Right.
And plus when you watch, he's videotaping a thing eating the ribs off the tree. He's in a ground blind. Don't you think the images could have been a little clearer? Why are they always grainy and fuzzy? We got cameras that can take pictures of license plates from space.
Well, exactly. Well, these guys. Well, the animal Planet show. It's called what is it called? Finding Bigfoot. Is that what it's called? I can't remember.
You know what? No. Listen.
But it's been on for 2 years and they haven't found anything yet.
So why I'm laughing at this? Sorry. Why didn't you just have a regular trail camera and take a clear, very clear image? It's always. The videos are always grainy and.
Scary. Oh, I know. Yeah, I know.
That's why I'm a little skeptical still.
Well, I can't imagine that you would be skeptical about something as true as Bigfoot.
Well, I'm saying let me ask you this then. If this is true, don't you think it would be more groundbreaking? It'd be like you going out in the bay and catching Chessie.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Would be breaking news, earth-shaking news.
Yep, you're absolutely right. All right, brother.
That's why I'm taking it with a grain of salt.
Oh, you have to. You have to. I mean, you know, the guy proves this thing. I mean, I'm looking at the face of this thing right now.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. You know? I don't know.
Did you watch the video of the when he's in the ground blind and the thing's eating the ribs off?
No, I did not. I will, you know.
Watch that, and when you look at it, you're going to say, Ken's right. If he's so, if he's like 5 feet away from it, why is the thing so blurry?
Yeah, I got you.
So,
okay.
I guess another week or two. I guess we
Well, unfortunately, the guy's been proven to be a fraud in the past, so, you know, it's not some brand new guy, you know?
Well, three times before, so.
Right.
You know what Pete Carter said.
All right, Ken, you did give me a laugh this morning. Thanks.
All right, bud.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. Maybe we ought to do a show on Bigfoot. Is Bigfoot real? I think it is. But you know, we've had sightings of Bigfoot in Harford County, and then guys came up, or not sightings, but footprints in the snow. And then some guy come forward and said, yeah, I did that. This just came out from Maryland Natural Resources Police. A Montgomery County resident recently disturbed by the killing of a bald eagle near his home on Christmas Day. What the hell of a time to kill him? The symbol of America, a bald eagle killed on Christmas Day, Montgomery County. Who would have thought? You know, maybe Dorchester County, maybe, you know, who knows? But, all right, reward through the Maryland Natural Resources Police for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the shooter. The citizen, who's asked to remain anonymous, said he saw his first bald eagle in Montgomery County soaring over the Patuxent River the day before one was found dead in a field in Brookville. I went home. I got my camera. Got some wonderful pictures. The resident wrote in a letter to NRP, I hope it wasn't the one killed. X-ray showed the bird was shot with a rifle. It had been feeding on a deer carcass in a field that adjoins Georgia Avenue and Boardley Drive. Do you know where Brookville is? The former capital of the United States? Did you know that? You did? Brian, you knew that? No, not Brooklyn, Brookville. Brookville was the former capital of the United States. I think it was during the War of 1812. Did you know that? You didn't know that. There's a cemetery there. I do know that, and there's a hell of a turn when you get down into Brookville. Anyway, it was shot near Georgia Avenue and Boardley Drive. A second eagle was shot 3 days later on December 28th near a resident on Deacon's Lane in Darnestown. The bird was alive but later died of its injuries. And an X-ray showed it had been hit by birdshot. What's going on down there in Montgomery County? NRP's investigators are following up on leads in both cases. Anyone with information on the Brookville shooting is asked to call the NRP Catch a Poacher hotline at 1-800-635-6124. Tips on the Darnestown shooting can be called into the Department of Natural Resources Communication Center at 410-260-8888. 8888. Bald eagles are currently in their active courtship period. Eagles along the upper Chesapeake Bay and inland lay eggs in late February, early March that hatch in April. In 2007, the bald eagle was removed from protection under the Endangered Species Act, and Maryland followed suit very quickly in 2010. Let me read that again. In 2007, the bald eagle was removed from protection under the Endangered Species Act. In other words, there were plenty of them. No need to have them protected under the Endangered Species Act. And Maryland then followed suit in 2010. Yeah, a little slow on the pickup there. But it is illegal to shoot eagles without a permit from the U.S. Department of the Interior. But it is legal to kill them with wind farms in Wyoming and throughout the West. That's okay. You can wipe out the whole golden eagle and bald eagle population as long as you're doing it for the environment. Anyway, it is illegal to shoot eagles without a permit from the U.S. Department of the Interior. Conviction carries a maximum fine of $5,000 and up to a year in prison. Maryland has more than 500 nesting pairs of bald eagles, at least one pair in every county. That comes from Karis King and Candy Thompson, the Natural Resource Police Public Information Officer. So, all right. It's so sad. Noble eagle eating a deer carcass.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences.
Fess up there,
so
brother.
Long now. Oh, you're a hard one. But I know that you got your reasons.
Why would you do that?
These things that are pleasing you.
Killing an eagle. Just trying to get a decent meal off a roadkill.
Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon you. But you only want the ones.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex Spray-On Bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner.
The Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show is February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA Country Concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg has taken care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years. Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. By donating your doe, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
On the next Sean and Frank, did Hillary Clinton ever have a traffic jam scandal? And if so, would the media ever cover it? Monday morning, 6 to 9 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
December, fall is coming. I got a feeling and I can't control it. Rumor has it at the hardware store, 6 inches wider than the year before. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of big bulls, big bucks.
All right, you Facebookers, what you missed and what you had the first opportunity at this morning is we're giving away an opportunity to attend both Bass Class and Striper School here in 2014. Now, Bass Class is hosted by, as is Striper School, hosted by Tackle Box Tim Sherman. It's on Saturday, February 2014 at the Harvard of Grace Maritime Museum. It's a full day of seminars to help improve your bass fishing. And, you know, watercraft, river smallmouth, umbrella rigs, tidal versatility, Conowingo, waiting for smallmouth. There's lunch, questions answered, period, door prizes, auction items. It's $50 to get into class. And you can call Tackle Box if you'd like at 410-608-5170. But we're giving away a $50 ticket for the Bass Class that you can attend. Captain Dan Kardash, Tackle Box Tim, Randy Yarnell, Potomac Guide Brian Kelly, Captain Jerry Serson, they're all going to be there, all giving you information on how to catch more bass and bigger bass. Here's the question. First correct caller gets $50 entry to Bass Class 2014. You get to attend, and it's all on us here at the Outdoorsman Radio Show. What's that? Yeah, well, we want them on the air with their answer. That's right. So you got to call and have your answer ready. Are you ready for the question? And the number is 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. If you're listening outside the Baltimore dialing area and want to call toll-free, 800-922-6680. So fair warning, here's the question. The Bass Class question. The Bassmasters Classic was held on Chesapeake Bay in 1991. Who was the winner? 410-922-6680. Brian, you know, you can go if you want. All right. Hello. No bass fishermen in the bunch, apparently. Well, let's do the same thing for the Striper School. We'll throw both questions out there. And as soon as you call, you know, we'll put you on the air. If you'd like to go to Striper School, again, full day of seminars to help improve your striper fishing by Lee Hale, Captain Mark Galasso, Captain Ken Jeffries, and Jerry Serson. Optimizing your tackle, Susquehanna fall tactics, understanding current, small boat setup, and fall trolling. That's Striper School. That's coming up February 22nd at the Harvard of Grace Maritime Museum in Harvard of Grace. And the proceeds, you know, don't go in anybody's pocket. They do benefit the Harvard of Grace Maritime Museum youth programs. So it is a charity. You ready for your question for Striper School? The current official IGFA all-tackle world record for saltwater striped bass was caught in August 2011. You have an option here. Where was it caught or how much did it weigh? Where was it caught? Or how much did it weigh? If you'd like to go to Bass Class or if you'd like to go to Striper School, you're certainly welcome to answer these questions. Brian, is this on? Okay, the signs. Oh, there's a caller. Yay. Would you like me to repeat those questions? The answer is no. Pay attention. How's that? All right. I'm going to have some coffee while we're waiting. Let's see what the first caller has to say. There's Jack. Jack, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, I think it's off the coast of New Jersey.
Where was it caught? Let's see. No.
No? Okay, thank you.
All right, try again. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. The current IGFA all-tackle world record striped bass was caught in August of 2011. Where was it caught or how much did it weigh? The question for Bass Class is, the Bassmaster Classic was held on Chesapeake Bay in 1991. Who was the winner? We're giving away two entry fees to two schools here. A day of rubbing shoulders with experts. Free lunch. In February, when you're not doing anything else anyway. So, all right. We'll leave that out there. I'll bet you a dollar to a donut, though, if I said the next caller gets free tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, the lines would light up, wouldn't they? But I'm not saying that yet. So, I'm going to bonus a caller today. Right out of the blue, depending on their call. What do you think? Man, if I'm giving a muzzleloader away, lines are lit up all day. Yes? Yeah. I'm hearing crickets. Maybe they don't like it. Well, maybe they don't like me. I don't care. All right, here's my week. What day is this? This is Saturday, right? All right. Did I hunt any other day other than Thursday and Friday? No. Thursday I was in Montgomery County on a managed deer hunt. Long walk, probably a good half mile maybe into the stand with a tree stand on my back over the river and through the woods. Not a really difficult walk, but got up in a tree in the dark and foxes were barking. And that was my entertainment for the day. Foxes, red foxes. They're in the breeding cycle right now. They are barking all day long. And saw right at the end of the hunt, which is over at 11 o'clock, saw, I heard one coming all the way down through the woods. He kept getting closer and kept circling around me. And finally, I looked down on the river, and he was standing on the ice down there barking. I could watch him barking. He sat down on the ice. He turned and looked across the river and bolted up over the hill and came right directly under my stand. I don't mean 20 yards away. I mean directly under my stand. I'm about 15 feet in the air. Directly under the stand and up the ridge he went. And he got past me and started barking again. Well, I wondered what in the world was going on. And I looked over and there was a great big, I mean a huge red fox on the other side of the river. Apparently he spooked this little guy, and he worked his way down along the river on the ice and then disappeared, and then I saw him a little later, and he was barking. So I don't know if they're competing for females or what the deal was there, but the little guy was sure spooked by the big guy. All right, let's see. I don't know the answer, but we'll find out. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just curious about that chemical spill in West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. In the Elk River.
Warning people not to drink the water, and
yeah.
People starting to follow suits.
Understand?
What about the animals?
Well, it can't be good. This chemical, from what I understand, is a combination of things that they use to clean coal. And where it goes after they clean the coal, I have no idea. But it's supposed to have containment. And apparently it leaked into the Elk River. Can't be filtered out of the water through normal filtration. I guess it has to be dissipated by dilution. The answer to your question is it can't have a good effect. It can't have a good effect on fish. Can't have a good effect on waterfowl that drink the water. So I guess that's going to have to be something that they monitor. You know, I've never considered that question since it just happened 2 days ago and I've been busy, but it is a good question. I don't know. It can't certainly be good for them. It's going to probably kill all the little zooplankton that the fish eat. It's probably going to kill the fish. It's probably going to kill,
the animals that drink the water.
Well, possibly, but I don't know. We don't know what its effect is on humans. We don't know if anybody's drank any of that water and what the effects are on them. It may be something that goes into the cellular structure and takes years to affect somebody. You don't know. So,
yep.
You know, the answer is wait and see, I guess. You know, I mean, have you done any research on it? Have you looked at it?
I have not been able to.
Yeah, I mean, you can go on the West Virginia Department of Natural Resources site, I'm sure, and there might be some news there. If I have a time during the break, I'll do that. But I don't have a better answer for you than that, other than it can't be good. Okay?
Yep, I got to go. I got to get to work.
Well, have fun.
Yeah, thank you.
Don't know. Don't know the answer. I wish I did, but I don't. All right. Bigfoot, I don't know. I can't tell you. Bear hunting in Maine is under attack, according to SaveMainesBearHunt.com. The Maine Wildlife Conservation Council, including the Maine Trappers Association. National animal rights groups are pouring hundreds of thousands of dollars into Maine. They're collecting signatures to ban bear hunting at the ballot box in 2014. They say it's just about bear hunting. Bear hunting with dogs, overbait, and bear trapping. Vital tools needed to control bear populations. The real target? All hunting. These same groups also target all hunting with dogs, hunting on public land, youth hunting, and much more. Bear hunting in Maine is just the beginning. Protect hunting in Maine. And how you can do that is donate today by calling the Maine Wildlife Conservation Council at 207-623-4505 or visit them online at SaveMainesBearHunt.com. They're out of Augusta, the Maine Wildlife Conservation Council. I guess if you want to know more information, if you're a bear hunter in Maine and you enjoy going up there in the spring, as some residents of Maryland do, I know a couple guys that go to hunt bears in Maine. You might want to take a look at that. So, 410-922-6680. We got Stephen on the lines. Okay. Stephen, good morning. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
I wanted to see if I could answer the question for the straight bass.
Okay, go ahead.
It's 81 inches, and it was caught in Westbrook, Connecticut.
Where was it caught?
Westbrook.
Westbrook what?
CT. I guess I'm not sure what that stands for. Connecticut, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be Connecticut. You're wrong on the length, though.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, but the answer to where it was caught or how much did it weigh? You got the where it was caught part, so you're the winner of the Striper School.
All right.
Congratulations. Are you going to go?
Yeah.
February 22nd at the Howard DeGrace Maritime Museum. You stay on the line, and Brian will write down your information, and Tackle Box Tim Sherman will be in touch with you to give you all the details.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right, how about that, folks? Tell you what we'll do for Tackle Box. Tell you what we'll do. See, I know what happened. It took people time to Google all this stuff that wants to win. So they had to go and turn their computer on. They had to wake up the squirrels and turn their computer on, wait for it to power up, then wait for the internet to load, and then they Googled world record striped bass, and that's how they got the answer. So, yeah. To answer that question, the world record striped bass was caught by a fellow by the name of Greg Meyerson on August 4th, 2011, in Long Island Sound in Westbrook, Connecticut. He was using a live eel on 60-pound fluorocarbon leader with a 6-aught octopus hook. Time required to boat the fish, 20 minutes. He was using a 6.5-foot St. Croix tuna rod with a roller guide tip, a Quantum Cabo reel, and 50-pound Berkeley Gorilla braid. However, we didn't get the weight. Look at all the lines lighting up. How about that? All right, we have the bass. What I'm going to do for Tackle Box is, if you want to go and you want to give me the other answer to the question for Striper School, the actual weight, I'll pay your entry fee. I'll pay your entry fee. How's that sound? So we got the location, but if you guess the weight, the first question, we'll give you another ticket to Striper School. What do you think of that? And I'll pay the $50 for you to get in. So, and I need the answer in kilograms. No, I'm just kidding. I crack myself up sometimes. Okay. We do have to take a break? All right. I'll tell the folks about Clyde Sport Shop. If you want to catch a striper in Chesapeake Bay, head to Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They've got all the striper tackle you could need, want, or imagine. Now, they also carry, you know, trout fishing supplies and panfish, all that stuff kicking off the fishing season this year. By the way, the new fishing license and books are out. And we're working with the department. We're going to, in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, we're going to actually offer a fishing section in the upcoming issue. It's the only time of the year we're going to do it in the spring issue. And just, it's an experiment. See how it goes. So, here we are. Right in the prime part of goose and waterfowl season, I want to mention to you that the A5, the Browning A5, is back. The most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. This gun comes with a 100,000-round or a 5-year guarantee. It's available at Clyde Sport Shop, the Browning A5. Don't forget the BPS pump, the Maxxis in 3.5-inch, the Gold Light 10-gauge, and all the other fine firearms from Browning. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sport Shop, your full-line fishing and hunting retailer.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex at Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into three regions, with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org.
You're on the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com.
All right, we've got two callers here. Who's been on the line? Okay, let's talk to, what? Line two. Dennis in Hampton. Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, I just want to take a guess on the weight.
Oh, go ahead.
58.
No.
58 pounds.
No. Bigger. Sorry.
We're
talking about the all-tackle world record, not the Chesapeake Bay record, okay? There he goes. Richard, Silver Spring. Good morning, Richard. Thanks for calling from Silver Spring. What's up?
Okay, I'm calling to answer the 1991 Bassmaster Classic.
Yeah.
It was Ken Cook.
That's correct. It was Ken Cook. Congratulations. You win. Are you going to go to bass class?
Certainly am.
All right. Cool, man. Very cool. Richard in Silver Spring. All right. You stay in line there, Richard. We'll get your contact information, your phone number, and Tackle Box Tim will be in touch with you.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Appreciate it. All right. One more shot at it. The answer to the question, what is the official IGFA all-tackle world record? Caught August 4th, 2011, Long Island Sound, Westbrook, Connecticut. I can't give you any more clues than that other than the guy's name, Greg Meyerson. So you got to do what you got to do. I would think it would be a simple Google, but hey, that's me. Trying to help you if you want to go. Hey, coming up next hour, we're going to talk to Letha Grimes with Maryland's Department of Natural Resources on becoming an outdoors woman. We hope the ladies in the audience will be interested in this and get your questions ready for Letha when she comes on right at the top of the next hour. And we'll be more than glad to answer your questions, or Letha will, and see what happens. So, all right. Let's see. What else we got? Well, we're just taking general phone calls now. If anybody would like to call on any subject, ask any question. I did get an email from a surface mining engineer in our listening audience who happens to be a friend of mine. I didn't know what he did, but now I do. And he made a couple comments on the eagles being killed. Said the wind farmers are being fined for killing eagles. Yes, they are. And also he's going to try and keep me updated on the spill there, since he is he works for the Office of Surface Mining for the Department of the Interior. So we'll see what happens. George in Jessup. George wants to take a shot. Good morning, George. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Are you going to Striper School if I pay your ticket?
I guess I am.
All right.
78-8.
Say again?
78-8.
Incorrect.
It is.
Yes, it is.
That's what Google says.
Well, Google's wrong on that one. They must be. Well, now, look, did you Google the guy's name?
Yeah, it's of Connecticut, says his name, and it says it was 78.8.
Greg Meyerson, huh?
Yep.
Now we have a little conflict there, Mr. Tim.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh, yeah. Jim, George, we're going to take your name and phone number.
Okie dokie.
All right. And okay. And we'll resolve this with Mr. Tacklebox Tim.
That's good.
All right. Greg Meyerson, August 4th, 2011, Long Island Sound, Westbrook, Connecticut.
Let me make sure real quick. I can look at it here.
Oh, well, if you got to make sure, then you're out.
Yep, Greg,
81.88. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Now what do we do, folks? Do we let George go, or do we disqualify George?
Oh, I want to go. I want to go.
George.
Yes.
George, what should we do with you?
Well, it's hard to look and read.
Oh, yeah, sure. It's difficult to look on the computer with nothing else to do in the morning.
Well, I've got my phone, and I'm heading up to my tree stand, so it was a little quick.
You're actually going to your tree stand today?
I am going to my tree stand.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take your name and number.
Okay.
Because you corrected yourself in the midst of the call, I'm more prone to let you go to Striper School.
There you go.
We got your name and phone number, but what do you think? Should we let it up to the listeners? Do you think they're evil, or do you think they'll let you go today, George?
They're not evil.
Yeah, I know. You're just sucking up so you can go, right?
Unless a few politicians call, but I don't think
they're evil. All right. For that answer, George, you're going.
Thank you.
81.14. Do you have the amount in kilograms?
No.
Oh, okay.
I haven't, haven't accessed that one yet.
All right, 37.14 kilograms, for those of you who don't use the Dewey Decimal System or whatever this is called.
I was going to call you back in 5 minutes and tell you.
I bet you were. All right, brother. Congratulations.
I got to leave my name and address or something?
Name and phone number, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, that was fun, kind of. Hey, the wild is calling. Woohoo! I'm over here. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Mucho. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure by going to GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org to get your tickets. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt, or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my account and seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk, Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Light up,
Just so you know, none of the members of the Eagles band have died. However, two Eagles did die. Two American bald eagles did die in Montgomery County. There's a reward being offered for the arrest and conviction of people who shot the American bald eagles in Montgomery County, two of them in the past, well, one on Christmas Day. Can you imagine taking your rifle and shooting an eagle off of a deer carcass? I mean, it's hard enough for an eagle to make a living. They're reduced to the great American symbol of America, reduced to eating a roadkill, like the carrion eaters and, you know, glorified vultures that they are. But they don't deserve to die for that. And you did upset a resident of Montgomery County who's offered a reward. And that, all that information can be seen on the DNR website, if you like. However, okay, I was telling you a little bit about... I was going to tell you a little bit about my adventure yesterday in Dorchester County, but we're out of time. I do want to thank my buddy Dale for inviting me to his farm. I was successful on taking a nice sick of deer, an antlerless deer. 110-yard shot, 300 wind mag, deer never twitched. Might have been a little bit overkill for a sick of deer, but you know what? I didn't want the deer to run. And it didn't. So it was quite an adventure. Maybe I'll share it with you later. But I did go and was successful on a sick of deer hunt yesterday. First time in about 7 or 8 years I've been able to take a sick of deer. So that was very enjoyable, very courteous. And we got the deer out. And I'm looking forward to some tender and delicious sick of deer here in the next few weeks. So. All right, folks. Letha Grime, Maryland Department of Natural Resources, talking about becoming an outdoors woman next. Get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.